Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Bankopan's conference call to discuss the fourth quarter and year of 2013 results. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.bankopan.com.br/ir, with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Willie Jordan, IR Officer, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Willie, you may begin your conference.
Good morning. I would like to thank you all for participating in this conference call of Bancopan and its subsidiaries in 2013. Starting with the highlights on page three, we can see that PAN has achieved significant progress in the indicators that are most important to its recovery. The origination of credit assets reached a monthly average of 1,172.5 million reais in 2013, a figure 61.1% higher than the 727.9 million reais in 2002. In the fourth quarter of 2013, the average monthly origination already stood up to 1.3 billion reais. This demonstrates the maturity of our strategy of expansion and business diversification, consolidating the bank at a new production level. With this, our total expanded credit portfolio totaled 15.7 billion reais at the end of the year, 5.1% higher than in the end of September and 14% higher than in December 2012. More importantly, as we have always spoken, is to look at the growth of the credit portfolio with retained results, which excludes from the total portfolio the credits assigned with recourse in the past, and thus provides a measure of the company's revenue-earning portfolio. This portfolio has maintained a higher growth than the total credit portfolio growth, as portfolios assigned with recourse in the past mature and reached 15.2 billion reais at the end of the fourth quarter, 6.3% higher than the previous quarter and 20.5% more than in the same quarter of 2012. It is precisely the average interest-earning assets growth that drives the expansion of the credit operations income and, therefore, provides us with a more robust recurring revenue base. On the other hand, our net allowance for loan losses expenses was 792.8 million reais in 2013, 40.3% below the net expense of 1,329 million in 2012, even with the significant credit portfolio growth. This result demonstrates that our business expansion has been achieved without compromising the credit quality at any time. That is, we have never loosened the parameters of credit approval to obtain production growth. With this, we are achieving on the new vintages the improved credit quality that we had planned, which should continue to reflect in improved indicators of expenditure and balance of ALL over the credit portfolio. Penn's net interest margin was 11.6% in the fourth quarter, 1.3 percentage points below the previous quarter, and 5.4 percentage points below the fourth quarter of 12. It is worth to remember that our net interest margin was negatively impacted throughout 2013 by the rise in the market interest rates. Looking for the most relevant terms for our operation, we see that the 3-year prefixed interest rate in the BMF, which is close to the average maturity of our loans, came from 8.14% per year in early January 2013 to 12.26% per year in the end of December. So it has increased by more than 400 basis points. As the transfer of this rise on market costs to the loan rates is not immediate, the financial margin remains temporarily under pressure when a movement of this magnitude occurs. To partially compensate this effect, we have maintained strict discipline in relation to our administrative expenses, which registered in the fourth quarter of 13, on a recurring basis, a 0.7% increase over the previous quarter and a 0.2% decrease compared to the same quarter of 2012. Thus, our expenses continued its trend of significant reduction, both in real terms as well as a percentage of our revenues. The company's fourth quarter results were significantly impacted by two extraordinary events, both very positive for the bank, but one with a positive effect on the accounting results for the quarter and the other with a negative effect. Starting then with the event that had a positive effect on the results, On December 9, 2013, the company entered into an agreement with investors with regards to 13 CDs issued by the bank that were challenged in court, with a value adjusted to the date of the agreement by the CDs issuance rates of 500.4 million reais to settle the litigation regarding these CDs. As a result of this agreement, PAM, who was conservatively accounting these CDs on its liabilities by the contracted rates, recognized an immediate accounting gain of 83.5 million reais and, in addition, will no longer have 285.7 million reais of future interest expenses related to these CDs until their respective maturities. The other extraordinary event was the adhesion to the tax recovery program, the REFIS, referring to the PIS and COFINS contributions between 2006 and 2012. Thus, on November 28, 2013, PEN paid 536.2 million reais cash, benefiting from the 100% reduction in interest on fines and fines levied on the amounts of this contribution, which corresponded to a total economy of 288.9 million reais for the bank, and bringing the litigation over the matter to an end. The adhesion to REFIS generated a positive accounting result of 29.2 million reais, from the difference between the amount that was provisioned for that liability and what was effectively paid. But it has also generated a negative impact of 175.2 million reais on the fourth quarter 13 results due to the non-activation of the tax loss resulting from the adhesion. The payment is a tax-deductible expense, and as we didn't have a positive result this year, we would have to account for it as a tax credit from accumulated losses. Since we already have among our assets a large amount of tax credits from accumulated losses, we have decided not to activate this new amount now. But it's worth remembering that this tax loss can be activated in the future, depending on the utilization of the tax losses already activated. Under the impact of these extraordinary events, PEN presented in the fourth quarter of 2013 consolidated balance sheet a 182.9 million reais net loss compared to a 20.5 million reais net loss in the previous quarter and to the negative result of 38.4 million reais in the same quarter of 2012. However, when we adjusted the results for the fourth quarter 13 to exclude the effects of the non-recurring events, we find that the negative result was much lower, at 31.9 million reais. In 2013, the bank had an accumulated consolidated negative result of 151.7 million reais, compared to the accumulated consolidated negative result of 400 and 96 million reais in 2002. Yet, the accumulated consolidated adjusted result in 2013, excluding the effects of non-recurring events of the fourth quarter, was virtually no, recording losses of around 700,000 reais. PEN's consolidated shareholders' equity closed December 2013 at 2,304.9 million reais, and the financial group's Basel rate stood at 13.4%. Turning to page 4 of our presentation, we have the main items of the income statement. In the comparison between 2013 and 2012, there was a significant increase in the revenues from financial intermediation, mainly because of the growth in lending operations, which in turn is due to the growth of our average assets and the higher volume of portfolio assignments without recourse in 2013. This, combined with a drop of the expenses on financial intermediation, resulted in a gross profit of 1,360 million reais, 276.4% higher than in 2012. On the next page, we have the chart with the quarterly asset origination and the table with the monthly average origination by segment. In the fourth quarter of 13, the origination of loans averaged 1.3 billion reais, an increase of 15.3% compared to the 1.1 billion origination in the third quarter of 13, and 31.1% higher than the 994.2 million reais from the fourth quarter of 2012. The highlights of this quarter were the corporate credits, vehicles, and real estate productions, which recorded growth of 47.2%, 15.4%, and 12.3% quarter-on-quarter, respectively. In annual terms, the payroll loan segment was the main highlight with 127.2% production growth over 2012, remembering that the real estate credits, which show the highest growth in the table, were incorporated only on July 2012. So the number for 2012 here in the table is respective only to the second half of the year. On page 6, we have the composition of the loan portfolio. In the first table, we see that vehicle financing remains the main market segment for PAN, representing 54.5% of the on-balance portfolio, including leasing operations. In the second place, we have the corporate portfolio with a 21.4% share, followed by the payroll loan portfolio, which closed the fourth quarter 13 with 11.4% share of the total portfolio. The total loan portfolio reached 15.7 billion reais at the end of the fourth quarter, and more importantly, in the bottom right graph, the loan portfolio with retained results grew by 6.3% in the comparison to the previous quarter and 20.5% over the same quarter of 2012, reaching a balance of approximately 15.2 billion reais, as already said. As shown in the figure on the bottom left, the quality of the loan portfolio continues to benefit from the more conservative position in the origination of new loans, which have been adopted since the end of 2011. The position includes, in addition to more stringent approval criteria, also the growth of the portfolios of new cars, payroll, and corporate loans, reinforcing PAN's a growth strategy in lower risk segments. On page 7, we show an analysis of the costs and expenses of the bank. There was a 2.7% increase in the costs and expenses compared to the third quarter. However, excluding the non-recurring effects of legal fees in the fourth quarter 13 related to the adhesion to fees and litigation settlement on the CDs, we got total adjusted expenses of 408.6 million reais in the fourth quarter, worth only 0.7% higher than the costs of the previous quarter, remembering that we had the salary adjustment for bank employees in this last quarter. Regarding the annual comparison, considering the mentioned adjustment for extraordinary expenses in the fourth quarter 13, and also making the reversal of the extraordinary revision of the criteria for calculating the PIS and COFINS contributions related to 2011 and 2012, held on the last quarter of 2012, we had a fall of 0.2% in our nominal expenses, which decreased from 409.4 million reais in the fourth quarter of 2012 to 408.5 million in the fourth quarter of 2013. Logically, the reduction achieved in real terms was much more expressive, of around 6% over the year. On the figure below, we see that the allowance for loan losses was of 245.7 million reais in the fourth quarter 13, 8.9% higher than the 225.7 million in the previous quarter, and 27.6% lower than the 339.5 million in the fourth quarter of 12. It is noteworthy, however, that ALL expenses were favored in the third quarter by the reversal of provisions totaling 24 million reais due to the renegotiation of a loan in the corporate segment. Excluding this extraordinary fact, ALL expenses fell 1.6% in the fourth quarter of 13 from the previous quarter. The credit recovery reached 49 million reais in the fourth quarter. That was 31.9% lower than the 72 million from the previous quarter, and 12.4% higher than the 43.6 million in the fourth quarter of 2012. In the third quarter of 13, the recovery of loans had also been favored by an extraordinary event, a recovery of 13.9 million reais related to another transaction in the corporate segment. Thus, the net expense of ALL was of 196.7 million in the fourth quarter 13, 27.9% up to the 153.7 million in the third quarter, and 33.5% lower than the 153.7 million in the fourth quarter of 2012. In 2013, as we have said, the net costs of ALL showed a significant decrease of 40.3% compared to 2012. On page 8, we have more information regarding the portfolio origination in the vehicle financing segment. As we can see in the chart at the bottom left of the page, we have maintained the conservative criteria in the approval of new loans, which was reflected in the increase of down payment percentage, which reached 38% in the last quarter, and the maintenance of loan average term in 45 months. As shown in the lower right box, we kept a high degree of pulverization in the vehicle financing segment, which presented a low concentration by economic growth, where the 10 largest groups account for only 11.97% of our total origination. On page 9, we show the evolution of the delinquency per vintage of vehicle financing, with the left graph showing the evolution for the motorcycles origination and the right one showing the evolution of cars financing. The figures clearly show the effects of the review of PAN's loan approval systems and process models, achieving a substantial improvement in the quality of the originated portfolios since the second half of 2011. On page 10, we can see the evolution of the payroll deductible loans portfolio. In the fourth quarter of 13, PAN disbursed 953.5 million reais in new payroll deductible loans, a value that was 1.8% higher than in the third quarter and 104% higher than the 467.3 million reais originated in the fourth quarter of 2012. As we have said, the payroll loan segment was the one which achieved the highest growth in 2013, reaching a production that was 127.2% higher than in 2012. With this result, the balance of the payroll credit card portfolio, the balance of the payroll credit portfolio reached 1.9 billion in the fourth quarter 2013, registering an increase of 13.6% compared to the balance of 1.6 billion reais in the previous quarter. On page 11, we can see the corporate loans. In the fourth quarter, the origination reached 863.8 million reais. That was 47.2% higher than the 587 million reais of the third quarter, and 13.5% above the 761.4 million reais in the fourth quarter of 2012. The amounts mentioned here include the origination of loans to construction and development firms previously reported in the real estate section. Thus, the expanded credit portfolio for corporate loans, including guarantees issued and corporate securities, reached a balance of 3.2 billion reais in the end of December, 9.1% higher than the 3 billion recorded in September 13, and 34% higher than the balance of 2.4 billion reais in December 2012. Going to page 12, we notice that PAN granted 310.4 million reais in mortgage loans in the fourth quarter. That was 12.3% higher than the previous quarter, being 298.1 million reais in loans to individuals, of which 155.6 million in refinancing operations, like home equity operations, and 137.9 million for real estate acquisition. And we also had 12.3 million reais on credits purchased by Brazilian securities for securitization. The real estate loan portfolio reached 648.3 million reais in the end of December. This result is 15.3% higher than the 562.3 million accumulated in the previous quarter, and 32.4% higher than the balance of 489.5 million reais in the fourth quarter of 2012. On page 13, we show for the first time the evolution of the insurance portfolio. In the upper right chart, we show the revenues from insurance premiums accumulated in the last 12 months, that in the fourth quarter 2013 totaled 163.9 million reais, up 3.7% compared to the third quarter, and with a significant growth of 32.8% compared to the 123 million recorded in 2012. PanSeguros recorded a consolidated net income of 22.5 million reais in the fourth quarter, including the non-recurring net effect of 7.8 million reais from the company's adhesion to the government tax recovery program, the REFIS. Consequently, net income in the fourth quarter, 13, was 87.2% above the 12 million obtained in the third quarter, 13, and 56.9% higher than the 9.7 million reais earned in the fourth quarter, 2012. In 2013, the consolidated net income of PanSeguros was of 54.3 million reais. That was 45.9% above the 37.2 million reais in 2012. The company's shareholders' equity reached 181.3 million reais on the 31st of December 2013, 7.8% above the 168.2 million reais reported in the fourth quarter of 2012. As for funding, on page 14, we continue to record the exchange of more expensive liabilities inherited from the past by lines with more competitive market costs, reflecting the improvement in PAN's credit risk perception. Thus, funding from DPGE decreased a little more, ending the fourth quarter at 421 million reais, 20% below the 526 million from the fourth quarter of the previous year. Likewise, the balance of funding through credit assignments with recourse has been gradually reduced as the portfolios assigned in the past mature, since PAN did not held more assignments of this type under the current administration. Thus, the balance of 498.7 million reais in portfolios assigned with recourse in the end of the fourth quarter represented a decrease of 56.9% compared to the balance of 1,157.8 million reais in the end of the fourth quarter of 12. The total balance of funding at the end of this quarter was approximately 17.6 billion reais, an increase of 21.4% compared to the 14.5 billion reais in the fourth quarter of 2012. On page 15, we have the opening of the calculation of the Basel ratio, which was 13.4% for the financial conglomerate, compared to 15.2% in September and 14.1% in December 12. The operating margin for the financial conglomerate stood at 267.6 million reais. Finally, on page 16, we have a chart that demonstrates our stock performance over the last 12 months. The total financial volume traded in the fourth quarter 2013 was of 154.1 million reais with a daily average of 2.4 million reais, which was 1.8% lower than the daily average of the previous quarter. In 2013, the total financial volume traded was of 755 million reais with a daily average of 3 million reais, 12% higher than the daily average of 2012. On December 31st, 2013, the market value of PAN was 2.5 billion reais. The stock started the fourth quarter of 2013 traded at 5.20 reais per share and ended the quarter at 4.59 per share, with a devaluation of 11.7% in the period, while the Ibovespa index fell more by 15.5% in the year. Now I turn the floor back for the questions and answers section. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. We will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Again, if you have a question, please press star, then 1. As I'm showing no further questions, I would like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Vili Jordan for his final remarks.
Well, I would like to thank you once again for being present here in our 2013 results conference call. And we hope to see you again on our first quarter 2014 results conference call. Thank you.
This concludes Banco Pan's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.